The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
I could not put it more accurately than to repeat, men have forgotten God. That's why all this happened. Who knows of the ravages of communism, having spent the time in the gulag that he did. Is that what's happening and has happened in America? And can it give way to the same ruin that laid waste to the Soviet Union during most of the 20th century? For more on that question, we're pleased to be joined by Rod Dreher, senior editor at the American Conservative, author of the just-released new book, and Rod Dreher is always must-reading, Live Not by Lies, A Manual for Christian Dissidents. Live Not by Lies is a Solzhenitsynism, isn't it? Rod, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
It's great to be here this morning.
So tell us where you think we're at, particularly against the backdrop of an Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court nomination, which I think is going to bring out, and it's already bringing out, will continue to bring out some of the forces of illiberalism that Solzhenitsyn wrote about and experienced.
Exactly. I call the Amy Coney Barrett nomination an apocalypse. Now, the Greek meaning of the word apocalypse is unveiling. I think that this is going to unveil the way a lot of elites, what they really think about religious people in this country, Christians, but not only Christians. And I think this goes back to the Solzhenitsyn point about men have forgotten God. We live in a country now in America where the millennials are the first generation that is going to grow up without, where a majority of them have no religious belief or no particular religious affiliation. That is going to have consequences, as the 20th century showed in Russia and elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. I think people have a difficult time conceiving of the idea that these Antifa thugs or Black Lives Matter Marxists could actually engender some sort of mass revolution in this country. I think they have a hard time rejecting the idea, yes, what happened in the Soviet Union, what happened in Venezuela, what happened in other countries around the world where you had autocratic governments rise. Well, that could never happen here. I mean, except under Trump, of course.
Right. No, that is a very good point. And that is why 5 years ago, when I got a phone call from a doctor who said, listen, I need to tell you what my mother said. He told me his mother is very old, living with him and his wife in Minnesota. And she had spent 6 years in a communist prison camp as a young woman for her religious faith. And now she immigrated to the U.S. And now she's telling her son, the things I see happening in America now remind me of what I left behind. And the doctor felt like he had to tell somebody. He called me a journalist. I thought that was really alarmist. But then I started asking around whenever I would meet somebody who had grown up either in the Soviet Union or the Soviet bloc, hey, the things you're seeing in America now, does it remind you of the old country? Every single one of them said yes. And they get really angry that Americans don't believe them. And I think part of it is our idea of totalitarianism is the gulag, is the KGB, is George Orwell in 1984. That's not going to happen again. What's going to happen is what I call soft totalitarianism, which will be things like the Chinese social credit system. They're going to bring that here to America. And it's going to be the sort of thing where they will track all of us because of the data we generate on our smartphones and our laptops. And they will use that information to deny us jobs, to deny us access to universities if we don't go along with the regime's progressive social justice ideology. Now, that's not hard totalitarianism. That's not pain and terror, but it is totalitarianism all the same. And we have got to wake up to it.
What's a Christian dissident to do other than shut down his Facebook page?
Yeah. So my book has all kinds of advice from dissidents I actually talked to over in the former communist countries. And the first thing they tell you to do is wake up and understand what's happening, you know, and that it can happen in America. Solzhenitsyn said that's one of the biggest mistakes people make is to think, oh, it can't happen to a nice country like ours. Secondly, they said that they told me that we Christians have got to prepare to suffer. That's one thing we American Christians cannot do. You know, we never had to do it. It's been such an easy road here in the land of the free. But that's changing. And these people who went, some of whom went to prison and were beaten and tortured for their faith, they said, if you Americans don't know how to really sacrifice for your faith, losing jobs, losing freedom, even losing your life, possibly, your faith is not going to make it. It's a hard, hard words, but these are words that these Christians over there said that we have got to take seriously here in America.
And, you know, how does COVID play in all of this? I mean, look at the contact tracers already. And to enter in Chicago, to enter certain places, you have to scan your phone so that the city government knows where you are and if you're around anybody who had COVID.
Oh, exactly. It's a form of conditioning. And I don't want to say that it's always wrong to use this for COVID, but it is well worth keeping in mind that this is how the government is conditioning us to expect surveillance all the time. But here's the thing. This happened before COVID. A lot of Americans think that totalitarianism is something that the government does and only the government. In fact, we're going to have this hybrid system here involving major corporations, woke capitalism, where these companies, which already gather tons and tons of data from us through our apps and everything, where they will start to use that data to condition us to accept the things they want us to believe. Now, I hear myself say that, and I sound like some tinfoil nut, but when you start digging into what the research that has been done on big tech and big data, and you see what they're planning to do, it's absolutely chilling. And you see why these former communist dissidents were right.
For totalitarianism, even soft totalitarianism, to reign, that means all of the civil and cultural institutions need to fold in with the state as well. And so what is your assessment of faith leaders in this time of COVID / cancel culture? How do you think they are performing? Do we have enough Dietrich Bonhoeffers in our ranks?
No, we don't. And look, I know it's hard on them. I know three pastors in my own city, Baton Rouge, who have left the pulpit in the last month because things have been so difficult in their churches. But they have to wake up and understand it. And so do their congregations, by the way. We are in an extraordinary time. This COVID time is going to go away eventually. But I really do believe that in the next few years, we are going to be seeing a lot of persecution in this country and a lot of pastors and lay people in their congregations who are going to have to really know how to suffer for faith. And if pastors are not preparing their congregations for this right now, they're not going to make it through what's to come. The message from these people who endured it before is so clear. And I got to tell you guys, when I was over in Eastern Europe talking to these people, so many of them told me how grateful they were to America for being a beacon of hope to them during their own struggle with communism. I think now that we in America are in a position for them to do the favor for us, to show us how to live with integrity and honesty and faith through what's coming here.
Rod Dreher, senior editor at the American Conservative, author of the just released Live Not by Lies, a manual for Christian dissidents. Rod, thanks for joining us as always. Appreciate it.
It's been great.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today. This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Anti-Catholic bigotry has no place in the confirmation hearings of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to serve as Associate Justice on the United States Supreme Court. It was the liberal scholar, Father James Martin, who wrote 20 years ago about the bane that is anti-Catholicism. It's often been called the last acceptable prejudice. It isn't acceptable, not then and not now. The country may be about to see who among us still harbors this prejudice. In the 2017 confirmation hearings for Barrett, Senator Dianne Feinstein infamously said to the judge,
"The dogma lives loudly within you."
This open attack on Barrett's beliefs was roundly and rightly condemned. It should not be repeated. When it comes to a nominee's faith or a lack of it, Article 6 of the United States Constitution makes it clear, quote, "No religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States." That's an absolute prohibition in the Constitution, and any senator who violates it should be ashamed and shamed. Judge Amy Coney Barrett ought to have a respectful hearing and a quick confirmation. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate program for leaders. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.